There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, as I said yesterday, when we were talking about prices in restaurants and the price of food going out and eating out and all of that, it all started when there was a receipt, a picture of a receipt put up on a Facebook page and sent on to us for someone who had tea and toast. Now, tea and toast, okay, what would you expect to pay for tea and toast in a cafe? Two cups of tea, $3.20, okay? And four slices of toast times €1.50, €6. So €1.50 for a slice of toast. That started a whole discussion. And people were sending us some examples yesterday of the cost of things. We quoted an article written by J.P. McMahon, who's a chef and a restaurateur and an author, runs a couple of places in the west of Ireland. And he was saying that the most insulting thing you can say to the restaurant sector at this stage is to accuse them of price gouging. And we chatted about it with Paul Trevo in Killarney yesterday, but JP joins me now. And JP, I know it's a cafe and not a restaurant, but surely there's nothing to justify €1.50 for a slice of flipping toast. Good morning.
Hey, I don't know. I suppose that you'd have to, look at the cafe's costs. I mean, I suppose the biggest difficulty around why the toast is €1.50 is not so much related to the cost of the piece of bread. It's the staff costs or the energy costs. They're two of the biggest ones. And also, say for example, the VAT. So the VAT will go on the piece of toast, whether that's 13%. But I mean, the staff costs have gone up at least 25% since COVID. And most people advocate for restaurants, chefs to get better paid, and that's the general narrative in the media, that the sector is accused of not paying people enough. And I suppose sometimes I think it's kind of like you can't have it both ways. And I'm not saying I don't know this cafe, so I'm just saying that. But I think that wanting better wages and cheaper food doesn't equate, because the only way the restaurant gets money is to charge for it.
Well, minimum wage or a euro or two above it. It's where yes. Most people would expect. When you're going to start in a restaurant, you expect to start wage. And you expect to work up to a couple of euros over at least.
Yeah, 100%. But the thing is, if a euro goes on minimum wage, then that's the government giving the person on minimum wage a raise. And what that does is that then every other staff member wants a raise because that person got an extra euro. So what it actually does is, over time, and this has happened to the last two minimum wages, is that everyone in the kitchen starts to get more money. And then all of a sudden, your wages have gone up. Like, I mean, the best wage percent for a restaurant is about 30%. Ours runs somewhere between 37 and 45 at the moment. And 45 is not sustainable. So, and 37 is all, like, it's not great. But we cannot get back to the days when I opened in 2008. Our wage percentage was 27, which is remarkably good. Now, that's for our restaurant. I mean, for a fast food establishment, the wages might be less. But there are a lot of hidden costs that make that toast the €1.50, and you've got the...
But there's another one came in, JP, and this is my personal observation as a person who's lucky enough, because I'm well paid, I'm lucky enough to be able to eat out semi-regularly, at least, with my family.
Yeah.
And I don't take dessert, I usually have another drink or something, but my son loves a bit of dessert. Desserts are an outrageous price. So we got a text here yesterday from someone who wanted a bit of hot apple tart and cream. and they were charged 90 cents for the cream.
I think that's reasonable.
Ah, come here.
I think that's entirely 100%.
For a scoop of cream.
The person who's in sitting in an establishment, and that establishment is getting heated. That establishment has been put together. I mean, the last time we fitted out a cafe, it was €150,000 to fit that cafe out. So when someone comes in with a tea bag and asks for hot water, and I say, well, it's €150 for hot water. Of course, I'm not talking about that the water is going to cost me €150. It's the cost of running the restaurant. And the problem is that people are isolating food on a receipt and not putting it into context. And the context is, what is the rent of that establishment? How many staff have they got? And that was my only point. It's that sometimes restaurants do charge too much. Absolutely, in tourist traps and all sorts of other places. But by and large, and I've been in the restaurant business like 15 years as an owner and 30 years as a chef, like restaurants are not making vast profits. I mean, yes, there is one or two that are probably multinationals that I won't name. But other than that, like, I mean, what we do in the restaurant is we make sure that we have enough money to pay our suppliers, that we pay our staff and we pay our bills. And there's very little left out of that. There's a couple of percent. I mean, and you would be lucky to get 3 to 5% return. And that is not how someone runs like a smartphone company or a clothing company.
90 cents for a scoop of cream on a piece of apple pie.
I think that's entirely reasonable. So, I mean...
Explain
that's,
that. Break I, that. Please break that down to me, JP. Please break that down to me.
So usually, if the cream was to say, usually if you're charging 90 cents, that means something needs to cost you about 25. You need to either treble or quadruple your prices to stay in business. And that's a very low markup. When you think of if you buy a top, in a clothing store, that's usually marked up at 1,000%, which means that it might have cost €6 to make, but then you're being charged €60 to buy that top. But no one's sending in pictures of tops or pictures of sunglasses. Sunglasses is a great example. Sunglasses are cost next to nothing, but then people spend 20, 30, 200 quid on them. But is anyone sending in receipts for any other sector? So why is it that we think we're being overcharged in regard to food, but not in relation to the whole rest of society?
The reason being, JP, with regard to the food, we know how much it costs, and I know there are many things.
Let me make the point. Just for a second. People don't know the cost of food. They base it on the supermarket.
Because here's the thing, JP. That is where, and with due respect, I'm enjoying this conversation. That is where most of my listeners buy everything that's in their fridge and their larder. So let us come back to the scoop of cream. You buy a pint of cream in Lidl, Aldi, Super Value, for whatever, it might be €2 you pay for that. You whip that up in the kitchen by whatever means you...
Yes.
You'll get an awful lot of scoops out of that. Now, if you're going to charge 90 cents per scoop of cream on a €2 pint of cream, which I know that restaurants are buying on a discount because they're buying in bulk, that's a lot of profit on a scoop of cream.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
there is not a lot of profit in food, and actually in dairy there's the least amount of profit because the cost of dairy is so little. So I mean the point is that when you open an establishment, it costs a lot of money to open that establishment, and it's not like going into Lidl or Aldi, bringing home your cream and whipping it. You have staff who whip that, so someone is whipping that cream for you, who's bringing it down on a plate that has been purchased and is dropping it at your table. And then they're cleaning that, and they're bringing that to the KP, who's another person that's going to wash that. That's energy to run. Like I think it's funny that people think that they're being overcharged in restaurants. And that's not to say, as I said, that there are people, that there are restaurants gouging, particularly say in tourist traps or in places where like festivals or that. But by and large, restaurants are in the business of keeping the customer happy and hospitality. And okay. If you're not happy that you've been charged the 90 cent, then don't go back to the restaurant.
To be fair, and I'll give you this much, this is a two-way street. I'm not actually fighting with you. I'm just discussing with you like a punter.
No, so, well, I'll
accept that the little, whatever you use, I think they call them guns to whip the cream. Whatever you use, be it a food processor or a gun or whatever you use to whip the, I know that probably costs 2.5 times as much as it did last year just to whip me drop a cream. I admit that.
Yes. Oh, no. And look, I'm not just saying that it's very expensive to serve people food in Ireland. And the restaurant is not in control of that. All the restaurant is in control of is the product that it buys. So it's saying, like, if I want like local artisan cream from the farmer, well, that's more expensive. If I want bulk cream, then I can buy that. But that's all it's in charge of. And if I charge 50 cent for a scoop of cream, and then I look at my accounts at the end of the year and go, do you know what? I have to raise money somewhere. Usually it's on things like that, because sometimes the food is marked up very little, like a steak. There's a very bad markup on steak, because the beef is very expensive. But then, say, the potato dish is usually ones that people can isolate and go, do you know what? They're charging an awful lot for their potatoes. But that is where the restaurant needs to make its money, because it's the same in the supermarket when you have loss leaders, because they'll sell their chicken for nothing, but then the pasta would be very expensive.
Would you accept though that, and it's again, it's an observation, I'm just a punter, I'm lucky enough, and I stress that I'm lucky enough to be able to eat out semi-regularly with my family. Would you accept that the dessert is a nice handy way to subsidise the rest of the menu?
The dessert is like, if you get people to eat dessert, it is a good way to bring your spend per head up a little more. But not everyone has dessert, and so desserts are getting more expensive because dairy is getting more expensive. And I never thought I'd see a dessert over €10, and I saw a dessert for €12 in Dublin a couple of days ago. But I think that's expensive. But I understand the reality of it. Mm. Our desserts go between €7.50 and €9.50, and I'm loath to put them over 10, and I didn't. I said, "You think we put, because I don't want to break 10, but soon enough, I'll have to break 10 because the way Ireland is going is towards the Scandinavian model, where you have higher wages in the hospitality industry and it's more expensive. And I've been lucky enough to go to Copenhagen many times, and Copenhagen makes Ireland look cheap.
I'll grant you that.
And that's where we're going. And so we kind of have, because so many of us go to Spain, we have this impression that we want food, the price of food to be like our Spain or Italy or
France. Well, let's make a comparison there. I've longed for the opportunity to put this to someone. So I'll be on holidays in the summertime in Spain, and I'll sit down and I'll have myself a nice little bit of steak, a couple of spuds, bit of veg, glass of wine. That bit of sauce, whatever, that dish will probably send me back per portion, and I'll be pushing the boat out at $15.99. Now it'll cost
100%.
Me treble that here. Explain the 100%. Difference to me, JP.
Like the primary difference is on the wages, and I've had friends that have gone to Spain, so you can expect as a chef in Spain to get about €250 a week. Approximately, and if you're very good, maybe 350, and if you're the head chef, you might get 500. So you might get €2,000 a month. Chefs in Ireland get paid even the minimum wage, which is what, about 11 something at the moment. So the minimum wages for 40 hours is over 500. So you're already talking about double the wages that you'd see in Spain, and that's only at the base level. So that's why Spanish food is cheaper, and it's why
300 quid in Spain, they go a lot faster, a lot further than 500 quid here.
But that. 100%, and that's why we love to go to eat in Spain, but we don't like to go and work in Spain, because I've had many chefs, even one chef that went to Portugal, and he said he doesn't know how people survive, because he said the rent is the same price in Dublin and Lisbon, but the wages are 250 euro a week, and he says, I don't know how people live in that. So, like, it's a very, restaurants are not an easy game, and I always think that if I was charged 90 cent for cream, but I had a very nice experience, it wouldn't bother me. But if I went into a cafe and it was not clean and things were, and the I didn't have good service, and then I was charged 20 cent, then I wouldn't be happy. So I always think it's the experience that you're paying for, not just the food. And then you have to see it in context.
So to the people who have been sending in screen grabs and receipts and their own quotes here to me, since I mentioned your piece yesterday morning, and we chatted with Paul Trevo, who we chatted with because I know Paul better and I've been in his restaurant more often than I've been in yours. And like, you say to people, is it insulting to be sending me in those prices?
Insulting is a very strong word. I think it's that you've got to, like, pull back a little and have a dialogue, because sometimes we're not very good at talking about food in Ireland. Like, and whether that's because of the famine or colonization or a whole host of other things. And we only have this recent, in the last 20 or 30 years, this restaurant culture or cafe culture that has emerged. And I think I would always say, no more than I'm doing with you, I mean, restaurateurs should be able to talk to their customers. So if you feel that this has been charged too much, I think a restaurateur should be able to say, this is why I'm charging you that. And also, we cannot knock restaurants for making a profit, only because that is the system that we are in. I mean, every business has to make a profit or it doesn't stay afloat. And as much as my accountant gives out to me for spending too much money on premium products and saying you have to buy cheaper ones, and I go, well, I'm in the business of food, not in the business of making money. That's what I always say to him. And I'm not saying that's the philosophy of every restaurateur, but I think you can see when you walk into an establishment, and if you think these guys are in the business of food, or if you think, do you know what, these guys are in the business to make a quick buck and a lot of money, then I think then you make your own decisions, you know.
Give us the name of your places, just so people travelling to that part of the world might come and say hello.
We have Cava Bodega, which is a casual tapas bar, and then we have Anir, which is a Michelin star restaurant, which is not cheap. So just
well, when you say a Michelin star, to be fair, JP, naive and all as I might be, I certainly wouldn't sit in a Michelin star and expect to pay a tenner for my steak. I certainly wouldn't.
No, well, look, we have, look, even I know in the context, and I always say it to my customers, we use the same produce in Cava and in Anir, and you'll pay twice as much in Anir. And the reason for that is because I have twice as many staff. So I have 4 chefs that can feed 200 people in Cava, and I have 8 chefs that can feed 30 people in Anir. And I say, that's why it's more expensive. You're paying for the labor. Okay. And if you don't need to pay for the labor, then I don't know. I always say to people, get a takeaway. And be happy. Like, I love all food, so I'm never one to say that it needs to be expensive.
There's also context, and only last week or the week before, JP, you'll enjoy this, I was talking to Sarah Lucy, and she works for a chain of restaurants and nightclubs in Miami, and they deal with a lot of top-end celebs as their clientele, and she was telling me about a steak. The steak is $1,000, and the baked spud that goes next to it is $120, and they go through about 70 or 80 of them a night. So we're kind of doing all right here, to be fair.
And I would say that's borderline daft. And so I even have my limit. When someone wraps a steak in gold and says that 700 is pound sterling, I'd say, well, they can have it. I love food, but I ain't paying for something wrapped in gold.
JP, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. Enjoyed that conversation. That's JP McMahon, restaurateur and chef. So, 90 cents for a scoop. And I know I'm pulling that headline out of it now. That's what I do. 90 cents for a scoop of cream, he reckons. Think about how much work and effort and energy and cost went into giving you that scoop of cream. And don't be thinking, I can go to Super Value, I can get a pint of cream, I can whip it up, and I get a lot of scoops out of it. Don't be thinking for a second that that's the profit margin he's making on the cream. Or anything like it. 0818 96 96 96. So, now the floor is open to you again. Do you still stand over the idea that we're being ripped off? Kate says there should be a place that markets itself on basic good service, and it would be packed. people often don't go eating when they go out because they're afraid of a big shock with the bill. Rip off Ireland, we're being robbed. $3.20 for a pot of tea in Costa, says Bernie. Turkey and ham, $13.50 in East Avenue, Killarney. That's very good value, I have to say. Between 18 and 19 in restaurants in Bandon. I'm sure if you ask staff in the restaurants if their wages have gone up, well, there's the thing. I'm sure maybe they haven't. Went out for breakfast in Mahon Point with my two-year-old daughter. I asked for a kid's egg and toast. Was asked how many eggs. I said one egg and one slice of toast. They charged me $7.50. That's €6 for an egg, says Brenda.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.